Bonjour à tous. Hello, listeners of AC English. Welcome back. This is Mei Li.
欢迎大家收听由一稀文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。哎，美丽，我们收到很多粉丝留言哈，说自己是刚入外贸行业的小白，英文邮件里经常看到一些大写的英文字母组合到一起，比如说三个大写的 O 就是 OOO， 还有这个 NB， 不知道是什么意思，想让我们帮他一下。
Oh, okay. Well, we would love to help.
英语国家的人们特别喜欢用字母缩写。
Yes, we see many abbreviations in various occasions that are used.So it's good to know what they mean.
哎，你刚才说这个英文大写字母组到一起叫什么？
Word abbreviation.
单词缩写 word abbreviation. 其实我们上次的这个 podcast 里面讲过哈，就是冬奥会上习大大的名字前面呢有一个 HE， 它就是一个 word abbreviation.
It was his excellency.
His excellency 的首字母缩写表示阁下。
Right, exactly.
那今天呢我们给大家总结了英语国家信息和邮件里最常见的十个字母缩写，希望能够助力大家的工作。
So here today, let's talk about 10 common texting word abbreviations.
那我们来看最常见的英文缩写 number one.
So number one is what you talked about earlier, the three O's, O-O-O.
看起来好像汉语当中的哦哦哦。
Yes, but O O O does not mean O O O in English. Like you understand something.
那这三个大写的 O 放在一起，它代表什么呢？
It is the abbreviation for out of office.
Out of office. 啊，就是不在公司。
So yeah, meaning you're not in the office working anymore.
一般呢，其实是用来设置为自动回复的哈。
Yeah, it's usually sentAutomatically, when you go on vacation, just to let the person know that you're not available at the moment.
哎，值得一提的是，在英语当中，不在公司不是 I'm not in the company， 更地道的说法呢是 I'm out of office.
Yeah, exactly.
那如果咱们某位粉丝休假了，比如说他想用英文自动回复说自己不在公司，休假回来再回复信息，那这句话该怎么说呢？
You could say I'm OOO. I will reply when.I get back from vacation.
记住了 ,OOO 三个是大写的哈。I'm OOO. I will reply when I get back from vacation.
Yeah, but this really should be used in an informal way, like with some close coworkers. I would not use it with clients.
如果想更加正式一点的话，你可以把这个 OOO 换成 out of office. 这样的话发给客户啊或者老板都是妥妥的没问题。那刚才呢是 OOO, out of office. 那我们来看另外一个特别常见的叫做 EOD 大写的
Yeah, EOD, end of day.
End of day 就指的是是日结束，就是当天结束之前。
Yeah, so you can say I will call you by EOD.
指的就是我今天结束之前呢会给你打电话的。 I will call you by EOD.
And you can also say I need that on my desk by EOD tomorrow.
明天日结束之前把它放在我的桌子上。 I need that on my desk by EOD tomorrow.
Yeah. So the third one we'll talk about is NRN.
NRN 这个也是超级常见哈。
Yeah. And so this is actually the abbreviation of no reply necessary or no reply needed.
就是不必回复 NRN 就是 no reply needed, 无需回复。这个怎么用呢？
So for example, you can use it in a sentence like meeting changed from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. NRN.
会议时间改为早上11点。此条信息无需回复 NRN, 就是 no reply needed, 就是你把它放在信息的后面就可以了。
Exactly. Just put it at the very end of your email or message.
下面这个吧就很搞笑了哈。
Yeah, so this next one is NB.
NB, 这个缩写容易让我们误会哈，不是很牛的意思。
No, it's not the same meaning as in Chinese. In English, this means nota bene.
Nota bene. Nota bene 是一个拉丁词组哈，它是什么意思呢？
So actually, it means note well in English. Pay attention, this is important.
注意，很重要。
Yeah.
NB.
And so for example, you can use it in a sentence like NB,The deadline for registration is next Monday.
这个 NB 怎么用呢？就是把这个 NB 加一个冒号放在你想让对方知道的这个信息句子前面即可，对吧？比如说下个通知，注意了哈。 办事处将从7月1日起关闭，就是 NB 冒号。
Yeah, so NB, two points. The office will be closed from 1st of July.
非常容易 NB 就是注意注意
Exactly, yeah. And this next one is so common. It's so, so important to know this one because we see it everywhere. It's RSVP.
这个缩写可以说是到处都能看到哈、而且呢是读懂英文请柬的关键一步。
Yeah, because like you said, we usually see this in invitations.
这个呢也不是一个英文词哈。
No, so it actually comes from an abbreviation of a French phrase.Which is répondez s'il vous plaît.
这个是 超乎我的能力了哈 It's beyond me. 总之呢，就是啥意思啊？你说的这个 blah blah blah.
So basically, répondez s'il vous plaît means please reply in English.
Please reply. RSVP 是一个法语词的一个缩写，它的意思呢、
yeah.
就是 please reply, 务必回复。
Yeah, but you can also say like, please RSVP. Like you can just say the letters when you talk, people will understand.
口语也可以用，可以说、yeah. please RSVP, 就是务必回复。
Yeah, yeah.
很有意思哈、yeah. 上面我们有一个无需回复叫 no reply needed, 就缩写为 NRN。这个呢是务必回复、RSVP
Yeah
这个怎么用呢
So you can write it like RSVP by March 20th Or you can、also say it
你比如说3月20号之前务必回复就可以写 RSVP by March 20th、口语当中呢、也可以就直接说 Please RSVP
Yeah exactly So this next one is definitely one that's useful to know It's PTO
什么意思呢 PTO
Paid time off、
Paid time off带薪休假这个呢关键是想让大家记住这个带薪休假叫做 paid time off
So most companies do have this And usually the length is determined based on how long you have worked in the company
Exactly PTO 的这个时间呢一般是看你在这个公司服务的时限哈
So for example PTO is added after 90 days of recruitment
PTO 可能在一些外企的合同里面会看到的 PTO is added after 90 days of recruitmentRecruitment 就指入职、就是说入职90天之后呢你就会增添给你增添这个带薪休假这一项福利所以记住了 PTO 就是 Paid Time Off 带薪休假
Yeah, exactly Okay, so the seventh one BR
这个出现率太高了 BR 是哪两个单词的缩写呢
So it's actually abbreviation for Best Regards
Best Regards 经常在邮件署名处看到哈
Yeah, and you will see this very often at the end of an email beforethe person's name.
写完邮件署名的时候呢一般都是用这个 BR 加一个逗号对吧然后另起一行写自己的名字。
Yeah.
接下来这两个呢我们就合到一起了哈就是一个是 LOL 大写的、
yeah.
这个可能很多人都知道哈。
Yeah, LOL is so common. It just means laughing out loud.
笑出声来 laughing、yeah. out loud. LOL.
So if someone sends you a funny picture, you can just reply with LOL.
还有一个是表示笑得更厉害的一个除了这个 LOL
LMAO
LMAO
It's an abbreviation of laughing my ass off
把屁股都笑掉了 Laughing my ass off 我们汉语当中你知道吗是笑掉大牙然后在英语当中是笑掉屁股
Yeah exactly This one you can actually use if you find it even funnier than just simply using LOL
第九个也很常见呀
So this one actually we use it very often as well alsojust by speaking so it's ASAP
ASAP 在企业里面的时候我们写邮件经常会写 ASAP 它的意思呢是指 as soon as possible 尽快口语里面也会经常说口语里面可以说 ASAP、但也可以把它给变成一个词来说就是 ASAP
ASAP Yeah, ASAP. Exactly. So you can just say, please let me know ASAP.
You can say, please let me know ASAP.
Exactly, yeah.
最后一个是什么呢?
So the last one we'll be talking about is C-U-L.
C-U-L.
Yeah, and this one can also come in handy in day-to-day life.
哎，你刚才这个词组用特别好。Come in handy 就是特别常用的，特别顺手的，对吧? Come in handy. 而且呢是 day-to-day life, 日常。
And so it's actually based on the pronunciation of the letter. letter.
这个吧还稍微不太一样，因为它是单词发音的缩写。
So the letters C and U sounds like C-U-S-E-E. And the L is later. So see you later.
Yeah, see you later 就是把它给缩写成了 C-U 两个大写字母，然后加了一个 L.
Exactly. So yeah, hopefully this, was helpful and you guys learned some.
对啊，听完这个节目不知道你学会了吗？
So we hope that these were helpful.
真心希望这些能够帮到大家哈。
Yeah, do you have any other abbreviations that you know in English?
或者有不明白的都可以留言哈，我们看到之后会尽力回复大家的。
We'll see you very soon. Bye bye.
Bye. See you L. 你可以说 see you F.
啊，我也说 OK OK.
现现学现用嘛，对不对？
Okay, 那你说 see you L, 然后说 see you later.
See you L.
We'll see you later. Here's a little song I